It's in storage, bro.
Right? Come on.
What do we got here?
This is the UFC 100 varsity jacket. You know, nobody here this week's got one of these.
I think I started mentioning fighting on this card in 2020, maybe 2019, something like that, right? But it's something special, you know, to be here. It's something special to set your feet onto that canvas. And it's awesome to be on another big card.
This is from the NBA.
With some champions and legends of other sports before going to a new champion in June. What do you think? Heavier than you thought? Or?
Oh, yeah.
There was an NBA BMF. Who do you think it would be? Kawhi?
NBA BMF?
Yeah.
Nah. Gotta go with Draymond, man. Draymond, or you gotta go with the Joker, bro. Those guys some crazy guys, brother.
This one is a smaller cage. It brings you to the action. The big one is, there's a like space for everything.
What are you feeling being in the cage?
It's my place. Wow, amazing. I think that was here, in this area. Especially when I imagine that the real one on Saturday cage will be a little bit bigger. There's too much space to realize, to manifest everything.
It's for what?
Não, eu sempre raspo é fácil, né? Pô, correria, às vezes você tem que marcar horário, e às vezes eu marco um horário e pô, às vezes eu atraso, porque na correria acontece muito imprevisto. É mesmo rápido. Eu gosto de ficar careca mesmo e pô, eu mesmo faço isso. É.
Essa picotada.
Some old cultures used to paint the face for go to battle, they do their ritual. That's the combat Alex Pereira, that's his version, right? The warrior version. Paint the face for wings, shave the head for fight, you know? Saturday you go to war. He's the stone face. It's Alex Pereira, bro. Light heavyweight champion of the world. That's intimidating.
Come on. This is Achilles. I picked him out from the day he was born, before he opened his eyes or anything like that. And picked a great one, man. Picked a great one. He's an amazing dog, beautiful dog, big boy. So I got it. This is my new Achilles heel. It's my first press conference since being in the UFC. Even though I've headed, this is my fourth main event, probably like my third or fourth pay-per-view. I've never done a press conference. So why not my first one be the biggest one there ever was?
Primeiramente, tenho que agradecer ao homem, sempre, Camargo.
Achei que é o seguinte, eu sou mais bonito, né? Mas ficou elegante pra caramba, o cara é foda. Você é louco.
Fica um pouco mais de lado agora no carro, assim. Boa, assim já é bom também.
Ah, o Charles sempre quando tem coletivo, qualquer compromisso, né? O Charles sempre gosta de se arrumar super bem, não só pra acompanhar os UFC. Você vê ele, pô, o dia que você vê ele em qualquer lugar, em São Paulo, ali no Brasil, ele vai estar sempre bem arrumado. Então, aqui não vai ser diferente, né? Aqui é o trabalho dele, aqui é onde ele se consagrou, né? Então, com certeza, ele vai estar na estica ali, vai estar bonitão pra já os preparativos pro show de sábado.
Pra cá, ó. Aí. Boa.
Dream, believe, and make it happen. It's the tattoo in my chest. It's Thursday. It's now I'm here. They prepare my coffee for go to for press conference. Yeah, I like coffee, bro. Every morning is the I'm drink coffee every day too. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, let's go.
We are in my hotel room headed to the UFC 300 press conference. live in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And go ahead and turn back and look at Amanda. Get it, girl.
We hope we don't have any wardrobe malfunctions on the way. Okay. Let's go!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the historic UFC 300 press conference from the MGM Grand Garden Arena. But the action Saturday moves across the street to the T-Mobile Arena for UFC 300, only on pay-per-view. And here are all the fighters on Saturday's record-breaking card, loaded from top to bottom with the best mixed martial artists on the planet.
What's up, Las Vegas? How are you guys? Got the first question.
Question for the champion, Wei Li. When you look across the octagon, you see Yan. What exactly does she bring that you haven't seen in the octagon?
Hello, everybody. I respect Xiaonan. Xiaonan is very strong. Mental, heart, body, very strong. I respect. Thank you.
I think we each bring threats, not just her. We're mutual.
Aljo, it's the night before your featherweight debut. How different do you feel right now than when you were cutting to 135?
Well, I have a lot more energy. Man, this is such a huge event. I'm honored, I'm privileged to be a part of this. I've had a long career with the UFC. I'm grateful for everything I've done and accomplished. And Saturday night, I'm looking to accomplish a lot more great things.
Let's give a big shout out to the UFC for putting this card together. Look how many amazing athletes are on this stage. You guys are in for a treat come Saturday night, and I'm ready to kick it off against a former world champion. A fight that I've wanted for so long, 4 years in the making. Here we are at Bantamweight, and I'm ready to take over the throne again.
Dana, with Max and Just Want, bonuses raised from 50K for the special card.
What should it be raised to?
300.
300!
300!
300! 300, it's done!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Questions.
Dana, 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 Dana.
All right, the rest next question.
For Jamal, the interesting choice of water bottle right there. Can you speak a little bit more about it?
Just getting acquainted with the visual that I plan on seeing on Saturday night.
Eu vou fazer ele lembrar desse momento aqui, quando eu estiver entrando no octógono, quando estiver tocando a minha música. Ele vai lembrar desse momento.
Write it down, take a picture, I don't give a f***. If we getting it in, when you step in there with me, ain't nothing to talk about, ain't nothing to say, it's all right here and I'm on your ass.
Thanks for coming out today, you guys. We're fierce to win.
King is here! Let's go! Let's go! You already know what time it is!